In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Senior Vice President of Marketing Dan Hallstrom, who just returned from meetings with several major meat processors in Mexico. Hallstrom explains why this sector is such an important customer for the U.S. pork industry.
The further processed sector in Mexico is by far the largest segment of consumption of U.S. pork. We've always been focused on the sector, but we kind of have a renewed push here recently, especially in light of the increased production in the U.S., to make sure we're defending our share down in Mexico. You know, competition from Canada with the exchange rate, they've gotten more competitive, and we just need to be very aware of this. So this effort is to solidify relationships, it's to expand relationships, and make sure that we defend our turf as it relates to this area of the Mexico business.
While the U.S. still has the lion's share of Mexico's imported pork market, the Canadian pork industry began aggressively targeting Mexico when it was shut out of the Russian market about a year ago.
Without a doubt, they have, and especially as it relates to hams. Ham is by far the largest single product going into Mexico for further processing and also for table meat, and they've definitely focused on that region.
Also looming is the threat of retaliatory tariffs as a result of the country of origin labeling dispute between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
We have enough headwinds right now, strictly with the peso devaluation. With the strengthening of the dollar against the peso recently to the tune of over 20%, it's put imports in a difficult position. They still need to import, but any kind of retaliation, any amount above the current zero duty, would not help demand at all. It would hinder it. So we have to be very aware of possible retaliation on the cool side, and hopefully that does not happen.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.